Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, yo, Fro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out and click subscribe to show your support. And while you're at it, if you're a YouTube subscriber, make sure you enable notifications so you know every single time the Fro Wrestling Podcast puts up a new episode. And while you're at it, if you are sick and tired of spending $60 to $100 for the latest and greatest wrestling video game, stop immediately. Go to Wrestler Unstoppable, available exclusively through Facebook. Create your own wrestler, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views, build your own corporation, and right now, if you go to Universal Wrestling Evolution, that would be my corporation, get involved in a new G1 Climax tournament, all included totally free for Facebook users at Wrestler Unstoppable. Check it out today. If you are all in for the All In show on September 1st, make sure you grab your All In merchandise, all available on ProWrestling.com. Scroll to the middle of the page, our All In section, and grab your merchandise today. If you want to become a member of the Fro Wrestling Podcast family, you want to get your name in the shout outs like our buddy Harold in St. Louis. How you doing, Harold? Always great to hear from you, buddy. Hopefully we can get to connect a little bit more this week. Don't forget, we got a Patreon page just for you people. Patreon.com/Fro Wrestling Podcast. Sign up today. Don't forget, we have a loyalty rewards program. Anybody who contributes $25 a month will co-host an episode of Going Live with myself, and our $10 a month contributions will be entered into a drawing to also co-host an episode of Going Live. So, all that out of the way, hello everyone and welcome to this live episode of the Fro Wrestling Podcast. Don't forget, fan voting in our Dream Match tournament going on at Fro Wrestling. Click on fan vote. Man, one of those days. Make sure you get your votes in soon. Remember, I told you guys last week we're going to close the voting midnight Sunday. That would be tomorrow night. Make sure you get your votes in there, and let's see who's going to be in your Dream Match Tournament Championship. Final votes will be tabulated Sunday night, and we'll get the new votes up early next week. So, if you have questions, comments, concerns, anything you want us to discuss, two ways you can do that. If you want to do it live during the show, go to whatever streaming service you use and use the chat feature. It'll send me messages directly to the website, and I can comment on your interest right on the spot. If not, make sure you go to the Fro Wrestling Sound Off line. It is a talk-to-text service. You talk, it texts me, tells me your questions, and I can either address them here or on a future episode. That number is 267-642-1160. Make sure you give us everything you might be interested in hearing about. If you are new to the Fro Wrestling Podcast, don't forget to go to our homepage, www.frowrestling.com, where you can preview all the topics coming to the Fro Wrestling Podcast. It's a great way to come up with those questions you can drop into the sound offline. So, tonight, lots of things to talk about. Right now, as we're live, the New Japan G1 in San Francisco show is going on right now. If you have Access Television, I'm a little surprised you're listening to me and not listening to that show. It is a great show already. We've seen incredible action. Evil, Sonata, the Young Bucks, Hiromu Takahashi, Dragon Lee, all kinds of superstars. Minoru Suzuki, Will Ospreay, they're all on the card and have competed in some amazing matches. Okada, it's a who's who of the stars in New Japan Pro Wrestling. It's really a clear indicator that WWE does have something to be concerned with if New Japan really puts the push on the United States. And one of the topics I want to throw out there in reference to that is that New Japan this week announced that they are extending dates. Now they're going to have a date on September 30th, and they're going to have two dates back-to-back November 10th and 11th for the Young Lions. For those who don't know what the Young Lions are in New Japan Pro Wrestling, unlike WWE's Performance Center, New Japan Pro Wrestling's training of young talent, they call them the Young Lions, and they get them some experience, usually in what we would consider to be dark matches on shows and whatnot, but there are going to be two nights in November that are focused primarily on the Young Lions so they can get a good sense of what they have and give those talents some time to get in front of the camera and do something. So, very exciting news coming out of New Japan Pro Wrestling. It's really concerning, I think, to WWE when they start to see how popular these, let's face it, these are like one-off shows, and they're doing very well. Some of the highest rated programming on Access Television. So it'd be really interesting. Mark Cuban, who is a huge investor in Access Television, was out this week talking the same thing. He thinks New Japan Pro Wrestling puts on the best wrestling in the world. I'm not going to go that far. I'm not going to say it's not true. What I'm going to say is I think they have their great matches, as does WWE, Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground. They all have some great stuff from here and there. But I think New Japan consistently gives their wrestlers significantly more time to tell a story in the ring, and that may lead to the impression that they have the best product. And he is very proud of their desire to expand into North America and wants to be a big part of that. So WWE, watch out. New Japan is coming. They're coming to really make an impact here in North America. One of the other huge topics of conversation this week has been Daniel Bryan and his contract. So early in the week, people were reporting they thought Daniel Bryan was going to be leaving September 1st and not re-signing with WWE. Only tonight did I see a newer message out there on all the media outlets. Let me do my shout-outs now because I don't want to upset anybody. eWrestlingNews.com, WrestlingInc.com, WrestleZone.com, WWE.com, any of the .coms that you go to seek out your wrestling knowledge, F4Wrestling.com, OneWrestling.com, they're all out there. They all cover the same stuff, but got to make sure I get my two cents out there, make sure I attribute my research to the right people. But Daniel Bryan's contract update came out tonight pretty much on all those websites, so they let them fight over who announced the news first. But the discussion was that they now have the feeling he will be re-signing with WWE. That he's got a huge contract in place already. It may not be signed, but that's clearly his intent. He's already told WWE that. So much so that he's the focal point of the pre-order and some of the playable modes in the new WWE 2K19 game that'll be coming out shortly. So I find it hard to believe that WWE would take the time and invest the money in promoting a game with him as one of the flag bearers of the game and then let him walk away and not have a contract. So I think that all signs indicate or are pointing in the same direction that Daniel Bryan will be re-signing with WWE. Now, maybe that's a good thing, maybe that's a bad thing. It depends on your perspective. He did do an interview this week where he was talking about how hard it is to be away from the family so often. He hasn't even heard his baby girl say dada face-to-face. He was under the impression when he came back he was going to be working limited dates, and instead he's been full-time on the road, which I'm sure is great for the paycheck, but probably not so great for the wife and child sitting back in Seattle waiting to see you. So I'm sure that is probably a huge part of the contract negotiation, trying to figure out the right number of dates. He indicated between 75 and 100 dates would be good for him in a year. I think that's more than enough. I really do. And he's somebody the fans don't have to see every single week to still get behind. But I think if you keep Daniel Bryan on the roster, one thing WWE has to do is be very vigilant in creating interesting and compelling storylines and really properly handling these different feuds that are potentially out there for Daniel Bryan. For example, a fan asked Daniel Bryan his opinion of a match with The Miz, which is a match he'd love to have, but the fan spoke about them having it at WrestleMania, and Daniel Bryan voiced some concerns about whether or not WWE Creative would have the ability to book that far out and keep it interesting. And that's a concern when the talent knows that that's an issue. You still have matches with AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, Samoa Joe, Brock Lesnar, if Lesnar resigns, which, you know, I didn't put it into the notes for what we were going to be talking about tonight, but it looks to me, just my opinion, there's been no announcement of Brock Lesnar entering the drug testing protocol as of yet. I'm getting a more and more of a sense that Brock will not be going back to UFC and he may actually be staying with WWE. If I were WWE, I wouldn't worry about the failed drug test last time he did it. I would bring him back and still let him do UFC. What's the worst thing that'll happen? WWE has had a reputation since the 70s for being a location for the use of anabolic steroids and things of that nature. And I don't know why they make it sound like it would be such a horrible thing if people thought that he did that there too. So I think they should take the money, go ahead, keep Brock on the roster, allow him to do the pay-per-view, let him fight Jon Jones. What happens if he loses to Jon Jones? Unless Jon Jones comes to WWE, you don't know how tough Jon Jones is. You just got to make sure you build Brock the right way to keep him strong no matter what happens in the fight. So I digress. I'm going to move on back to the stuff that we actually plan to talk about tonight. I got a question somebody asked me earlier this week. They saw on E-Wrestling News that Rey Mysterio signed a contract with WWE, and then they saw another report on Wrestling Inc. stating that that was an erroneous report, that that was not the case. So did Rey Mysterio sign with WWE or not? The contract situation is that it was reported he signed a 2-year deal. And originally it was reported they were negotiating a 3-year deal. It really all boiled down to what type of schedule they were willing to give Rey Mysterio. But I think just like the report that came out on Wrestling Inc., WWE would want to take a signing like this, and they want to be the ones to make the announcement. They don't want it to break in some news outlet. So I think the minute pen hits the paper, WWE will put a huge article out on WWE.com. They'll put something out on Twitter. They'll make a major press release. I don't think it would be one of these things that you could sneak through the dirt sheets first. I think that's not going to happen. I think it's very obvious that it's on the cusp of happening. I think it's kind of a foregone conclusion. I know that Mysterio is supposed to appear at All In as of right this second. He's still slated to be at All In. But of course, if he signs with WWE, that would be off. So I'm sure that's maybe a factor in the discussion. I know he has a passion for this Latino world order thing. Maybe that's a part of the discussion. And most importantly is his son. His son is trying to break into the business, and getting into the WWE Performance Center would probably be a fantastic thing for Dominic. So definitely something to keep our eyes on. But the quick answer is I do not believe, there are no confirmed reports that Rey Mysterio has actually signed with WWE. But clearly that signing is imminent. Somebody else who's talking about WWE is Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega made it very clear this week that he would feel like it was a missed opportunity if he didn't at some point go to WWE. There are matches there that are waiting for him, just dying to happen. Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. There's so many that people would love to see him participate in. And I think it's only a matter of time. His contract is up this year. I think WWE is going to throw him a very large money contract if they haven't sent feelers already to him. That would not surprise me. It's almost like the old WCW, WWE, Monday Night Wars feel to this type of stuff. New Japan Pro Wrestling is starting to creep into WWE's territory. So how do you stop the competition? Take their top talent. Start signing Kenny Omega. Start signing people like the Young Bucks, who also put out a tweet on Twitter discussing their potential move to WWE. And they made it clear that they'll have to wait. I think the way they said it was, it's contract season, and they're going to have to take a look at everything. It says you never know. It's basically referring to the fact that they're going to make this decision for their family. That sounds to me like they're not opposed to signing with WWE. I don't think they ever thought WWE would give them a big money contract. And who could be surprised by that? If anybody noticed, last week it was announced in the news that the WWE United Kingdom talents are getting the equivalent of like a $35,000 a year salary to wrestle for WWE. That's ridiculous, especially when they can't take outside bookings with anybody else who's got a televised deal. If somebody else doesn't have a television deal, then they're probably not paying very much. Except for Progress and ICW, my understanding is they can still work for those two companies. But it was really shocking that they get paid so little. So if you're Kenny Omega or the Young Bucks, how much do you really think they're going to pay you? Well, they better be paying you AJ Styles level money. They better be paying you some serious hard money. Otherwise, I wouldn't go. And I know I have all the hopes in the world of seeing, you know, Kenny Omega versus AJ Styles or Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. I would love to see that. However, You have to do it the right way, and you got to be fair to Kenny Omega, who right now is holding what is arguably one of the most prestigious championships in the world. By the way, speaking of prestige and championships, make sure you go to the blog for the Pro Wrestling Podcast, Infro's Corner, where I put up my latest article discussing that exact topic. What is the WWE Universal Championship? Let's face it, the championship came out at SummerSlam. It was won by Finn Balor, vacated the next night, handed to Kevin Owens, who had the most substantial run, and I'm saying that for a reason, substantial run of the title's history. The only three televised championship defenses were all under Kevin Owens' influence. You have Owens lose the championship to Goldberg, Goldberg lose it to Brock, and then Brock never show up on television. So there's a lot in the article. Please check it out. Give me feedback on it. I'd love to hear what you have to say, but I'm fascinated by what is the WWE Universal Championship. And by the way, just a little tidbit of trivia for those who haven't read the article yet. The WWE Universal Championship is the only championship in WWE that has never had a rematch when a champion loses this title. Thus far, Finn Balor never got a rematch when he had to vacate his championship. Kevin Owens never got a rematch with Goldberg. Goldberg never got a rematch with Brock Lesnar. Brock's been running around with a belt that pretty much means nothing. So check that article out. Give me some feedback on that. Speaking of championships that do have a lot of legitimacy, a lot of legacy, and a lot of clout in the wrestling industry, the Ring of Honor World Heavyweight Championship is just that. And to be perfectly honest with you, this week, the Ring of Honor Championship changed hands once again. For those of you who don't want to listen to spoilers, tune out for 30 seconds. I've given him a few seconds to get away. Jay Lethal has captured the Ring of Honor Championship. He does it in a Fatal 4-Way style match. He takes the championship at their television tapings this past week. You'll see that in the coming weeks on television. Now, I don't know if they're transitioning the title that way in order to set up a situation where he can lose the championship to Cody, and that way they didn't have to damage Dalton Castle's character's reputation as Cody heads into All In to challenge for the NWA World Championship. I'm not sure how that's going to work. Cody, of course, tonight, right now, getting ready, set to take on Kenny Omega for the IWGP Championship. I don't expect Cody to win that match. But it's interesting to see Jay Lethal get his second reign as champion. I think he is one of the faces of their company, and I thought for a long time he should have been in the world championship picture, a lot better strategically positioned than he has been in the last maybe year. So we'll have to see how what his run looks like, but definitely happy to see him with the belt back. Major match added to All In, speaking of All In. You know, at some point we had to start putting some matches out there. We know that we're going to see the Cody versus Nick Aldis World Championship match, but now also announced Marty Scurll is going to take on Kazuchika Okada, which I think is a fantastic match. Not that the two couldn't have had... done a good job in Japan doing one of the New Japan shows, but I think the All In show is going to have a little different different feel to it. It's not going to be the Japanese crowd that pops and oohs and ahs at every high impact move. So maybe we'll see. I mean, those two could probably put on a clinic for those who are looking for a great wrestling match. So I'm curious and anxious to see just how good that match comes out, and I'm looking forward to it. I think All In is really going to deliver. Speaking of people talking about matches that need to be made, Goldberg was in the news this week talking about the opponents that he still wouldn't mind having a match with in WWE. He named two people, Roman Reigns, which for you and I think that's probably, right now I know Roman Reigns is overexposed and people don't like Roman Reigns at the moment, but if you put him in the ring with Goldberg, I'd be fascinated to see the crowd reaction to that. And the other one is obviously The Undertaker, somebody he's always wanted to have a match with. I think that's a dream match for a lot of people. That match did not come up in our dream match tournament. Don't forget to cast your votes for wrestling.com. But I think that even that match would be interesting. And I think that's one that you could probably have The Undertaker go over Bill Goldberg. And I don't think it would do anything to Goldberg's legacy. I think it would be a dream match people want to see. And it would really be one of those ones that would be special. Not this John Cena Undertaker nonsense like we had at WrestleMania this past year. But if something was built appropriately, I think it would be very interesting. Other dream matches, speaking of Marty Scurll, the first inter-promotional match has been announced for the Chris Jericho Cruise. It is going to be Marty Scurll in there taking on Impact Wrestling's Sami Callihan. Apparently, there's going to be multiple inter-promotional matches on the Jericho Cruise. I love that idea. The only thing I'm concerned with is I'm hoping that the Cruise gets some kind of distribution so all of us can see it, because it sounds like it's going to be an amazing tournament and it's going to be an amazing card from top to bottom. So I really hope we get a chance to see that. And our last topic tonight, WWE, for the last couple years, has had an interesting working relationship with Evolve Wrestling. They've sent scouts to their shows, they've appeared on their shows, offered contracts to their wrestlers for winning certain matches and things of that nature. And it's really, you know, led to Evolve stars appearing at WrestleMania Access, WWE superstars defending championships on Evolve shows. And I think that partnership has grown so much, and now the word is out there that WWE may be interested in purchasing Evolve, essentially turning it into another training ground for future WWE talent. I have no problem with that. My concern is when you look at their roster, there's several guys on there you would love to see in a WWE ring. Matt Riddle being one of them. But then you've got other issues that come up with some of those wrestlers. Matt Riddle is a very well-known marijuana user. He's somebody who probably has not made it to New Japan or WWE because of his use of marijuana. And it's something where I think that's a hurdle. If they were to take over the company, he probably would not be able to continue working with them, or he'd have to make some lifestyle changes. That's really what it boils down to. But we'll have to see. But I find it fascinating that Evolve, who really, if you look at the independent scene in North America, Evolve is as cutting edge and as, you know, new age as any of them. They put on amazing shows every couple weeks. They're really on top of indie talent. Tons of guys under their umbrella. It's part of the WWN, you know, Rev Pro and Shimmer and all those. And so there's a lot of talent there. So if WWE is looking to make the move, I'm sure it's all about the numbers and the figures, but I don't think it would be a bad acquisition for WWE. My concern would be who runs it, because Triple H now taking over 205 Live and NXT, you know, at some point he's going to take over either Raw or SmackDown or both. And at some point it's going to be where Triple H is going to spread himself too thin. So you need somebody to be in control of that organization. It really has, a track record for establishing good programming. Some people floated names like Terry Taylor, Michael Hayes, and stuff like that to run the brand. I don't know if that would be a great idea or not, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on, because that is a merger that I think would have a ripple effect in the independents, because so many talents are under contract to Evolve. So we'll definitely have to keep our eyes on that as well. That is all the time we have for this episode. Don't forget to check back with us every episode where we run down wrestling's news and rumors. Special thanks, as always, go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all the music and sound effects that we use in our shows. Today's podcast was sponsored in part by Beazle Games. Bringing a new friend to family game night is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this new game from Beazle Games by going to frowrestling.com and clicking the icon in the middle of the screen to pick up your copy today. And alleyrepair.com. Contact alleyrepair.com. Prepare today for servicing of all your classic skee-ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. If you're looking for your next career move, you're considering college, university life, or you just need some formal training for your next career decision, go to our website, frolifeplanning.com, for all your higher education needs, as Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro. I want to thank you guys so much for taking some time with us today. If you want to get some more wrestling news and rumors, go to www.tsj101sports.com for their latest articles on the world of professional wrestling, or check out our blog, In Fro's Corner, for our latest editorial pieces. Until next time, everybody, can't wait to hear from you. Send your questions, your comments, your concerns to the Sound Offline 267-642-1160, and we can't wait to see you guys on our next episode. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.